Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Gherkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. And now, play ball. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Cobb moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Boley. Jameson moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lind for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Cobb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cobb. Jameson scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Sewell moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Cobb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cobb. Sewell scores. Gerken moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerken scores. Sewell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Jameson moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Miller reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Miller moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gherkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckeye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Dykes moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hale hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Dykes scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lind hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Lind reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to third. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Mel Harder now pitching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground for a single. Fox scores. Miller moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Perkins bunts towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Boley moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Grove reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Boley scores. It's 9-4, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to third. Dykes moves to second. George Grant now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Fox steals second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Fox moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grove strikes out. The ball gets by Sewell. He chases the ball to the backstop. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gerken. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Grove scores. Dykes moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Cobb moves to third. Hale moves to second. It's 11-4, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Cobb steals home. It's 12-4, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 3 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Morgan scores. It's 12-5, Athletics. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns pinch hits for George Grant. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.